expresses its gratitude for the report of the Special Rapporteur on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, explicitly addressing Indigenous persons with disabilities. The Philippines recognizes the rights of Indigenous peoples in its constitution and enacting a law specifically guaranteeing the four bundles of rights of Indigenous peoples. However, the unresolved issues on Joint Administrative Order No. 1, 2012, severely affected the processing of Certificate of Ancestral Domain Title applications. Also, the issuance of the Bangsamoro Transition Authority of the Cease and Desist Order involving the processing of the ancestral claims of the Tidray and Lambangian against the NCIP through Resolution No. 38-2019 has caused the application to remain in limbo for decades. The Bangsamoro Organic Law recognizes the rights of Indigenous peoples and mandates that it shall not diminish the rights of the non-Moro Indigenous peoples in the BARM under the Constitution and national laws. But the BTA Bill No. 273, also known as the Bangsamoro Indigenous Peoples Development Act of 2024, contains provisions that infringe upon their ancestral domains, self-determination, self-governance, and empowerment. Thus, the Commission calls on the government to address the overlapping and operational issues surrounding JAW 1 2012, and the Commission urges the BTA Parliament to fully implement the BOL and uphold the rights of all Indigenous peoples in the BARM without discrimination in accordance with the Constitution and the IPRA law. Mashallah.
I think.